morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Matsina. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has instituted a new section as part of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, for young filmmakers called the Best Debut Indian Film Section 2024. The 55th IFFI is slated to be held in Goa from November 20th to 28th. These selections will highlight the creative vision and unique storytelling approaches of young filmmakers, providing a platform for new talent and showcasing the work of emerging directors. Entries for the Best Debut Indian Film Section are open now, and the last date of submission is September 23rd. The Manipur government yesterday extended the ban on mobile internet services in 5 districts for another 5 days, till September 20th. Even as it relaxed curfew prohibitions in 4 districts for a few hours in the morning. The Home Department, in an order extending the ban, said that the decision was taken in view of the prevailing law and order situation. After incidents of violence and student protests for 2 days, the state government on September 10 suspended the mobile internet service in 5 districts, Imphal West, Imphal East, Thaubal, Bishnupur and Kakching till September 15. Commissioner Home N. Ashok Kumar in Sunday's order said, state government, after reviewing the prevailing law and order situation and its possible correlation with the general operation of internet suspension in the last fortnight, decided to continue suspension of internet and mobile data services, including VSATs and VPN services in the territorial jurisdiction of Imphal West, Imphal East, Thaubal, Bishnupur and Kakching districts of Manipur for another 5 days with effect from September 15th. Eid Milad Un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervor in various parts of the country today. Milad Mihfils and Sirat conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organized to mark the occasion. ICAR, National Research Center on Mithun, Medicima and Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Government of Nagaland signed a landmark letter of understanding, LOU, for promoting scientific Mithun production and for the development. The LOU was signed on September 14th by Director of ICA, National Research Center on Mithun, Dr. Girish Patil S., and Director of the Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Dr. Achila Au, in the presence of Advisor for Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Kajeto Kinimi, and the important department officials from both the departments. Director of the Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Dr. Achila Au, said, this partnership marks a significant milestone in the advancement of the scientific Mithun production and for the development for promoting farmers and furthering livestock farming activities in the state of Nagaland in particular and the entire Northeast states in general. Swachhta Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 will start tomorrow and continue till 2nd October. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhta, Sanskar Swachhta. The campaign includes mega cleanliness drives at various sites such as tourist locations, public buildings, commercial areas, water bodies, zoos, sanctuaries and community and public toilets through Shramdan and collective action. All central government ministries and states are planning various citizen engagement activities across the country. This year's campaign is built around 3 key pillars under the whole of society approach. These are cleanliness target units, CTU Shramdan activities, Swachhta Mejan Bhagidari and Safai Mitra Suraksha Shivir. The campaign will engage citizens, industries, NGOs, development organizations, urban local bodies, panchayats and various stakeholders nationwide. Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, is set to launch a digital platform, Bhaskar, aimed at strengthening India's startup ecosystem. The Bharat Startup Knowledge Access Registry, Bhaskar Initiative, is a platform designed to centralize, streamline and enhance collaboration among key stakeholders within the entrepreneurial ecosystem. This initiative aligns with government's vision to transform India into a global leader in innovation and entrepreneurship. Commerce and Industry Ministry said in a release that Bhaskar will bridge the gap between startups, investors, mentors and other stakeholders, allowing for seamless interaction across sectors. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.